Lord, I just thank you, Father, for all that you have for us today. Lord, just fill me with your thoughts. In your name we pray. Amen. I've been hanging out in the beginning, the first part of John, the past few days, and it came from a place of the boys are going to a new school. We've never done this before, so I'm dropping them off and sending them in. And so every day as they get out of the car, I've been saying, let your light shine. Boys, let your light shine. And after about the third day, I said, Lord, I mean, that's really, let your light shine, but it seems like a lot of work. Like, what happens? How do we let your light shine? And so I'm kind of talking to the Lord, but I'm still telling them, hey, boys, let your light shine. You know, let your light shine. Because I just thought that's an awesome thing to say, to think about. And so looking in John, the Lord's just really just opened my eyes to what it means to let his light shine, because it really requires no work of us at all. In the beginning of John, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. For the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not comprehend it. Then the next verse says, there came a man who was sent from God, whose name was John. And the Lord just hit me. We're not sent to be the light of the world. We're sent as the light of the world. And so it's a totally different mindset. I don't have to work to let my light shine. I am his light. John was not first sent to be the light of the world. And he knew who he was in Christ. He was the one who Jesus was always loving. He knew that. It was after it was revealed to him that he is the light that the Lord sent him out. And Bishop said this, and I've written it in my Bible, and in Christ, he said, Christ is life, and therefore our life is Christ. So if Christ is life, and his life is the light of the world, we're not sent to be the light of the world. We're sent as the light, because he's in me and I'm in him, and it's no longer I who live, but Christ is in me. So then when I fall, it's not like I'm working to let my light shine. I'm simply resting and abiding in him. And in Romans, it says this, Romans 13, the night is almost gone and the day is near. Therefore, let us lay aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. And he says it again, but put on the Lord Jesus and make no provision for the flesh. And to put on means to sink into and surrender. And what the Lord is saying is, and it says, the night is almost gone. And so when we wake up, the night is almost gone. We're waking up to a new day. The Lord's saying, right then, Roxanne, Christ is life and life is Christ. To live as Christ and Christ is life and life is Christ means simply to sink in to all that I have and all that I am. And from the moment I get up to surrender to sink into him means I'm therefore putting on the armor of light. And it says that I'm putting on the Lord Jesus, who John says is the light. So I no longer have to go out to be the light of the world. When I sink into and surrender into him, I am the light. I just simply have to be me, Christ in me, and me in Christ. So today when the boys got out of the car, I didn't say, let your light shine. I said, boys, be Jesus in everything you do. And James said, ooh, Mom, I like that. And I thought, well, me too, because it requires no work. To let our light shine means, well, what happens when we get frustrated? We're not letting our light shine, right? And so I'm no longer thinking what I can do, but my mind changes to, what is Jesus doing? He doesn't get frustrated. So it's not that I don't have to either. I sink into that. I'm in him and he's in me. And when I sink into that, what comes out of me is the light. And then therefore that light expels darkness, not only inside of me, but in everything I do. And Paul says in Philippians chapter 3, to rejoice in the Lord, for it's a safeguard for us. And then a few verses down, and he says, and put no confidence in the flesh. When he wrote to the church in Rome, he said, and make no provision or excuses for the flesh. If we're walking in surrender to him, it's at every day, every step, every moment where we go, there's no excuse for me to be angry. There's no excuse for me to be frustrated. There's no excuse for me to be anxious. There's no excuse for me to be grumpy or whatever it is, or me to worry about what's going to happen in this situation or this phone call, or worried about my kids taking their first spelling test. Those are real life things for me, right? And the Lord's saying, Roxanne, make no excuses. There's no provision. I have given you no provision for excuses of your flesh. All I'm saying is this, is that Christ is life and life is Christ. And in Him is life. And in that life in Him is the light of the men. And light shines in the darkness, and darkness does not comprehend it. And from that place, the Lord is sending all of us out. And so how do we know if there's anything that comes up inside of us? I've been going, Lord, quicken my heart to not make excuses for the flesh. And I'm not getting it right, but I'm saying I'm not blowing it. My blowing it doesn't last as long as it used to. You know, it's not days and weeks into it, and I'm still blowing it because we're human. We're going to blow it, but I'm going, oh, Lord, just quicken my heart. I don't want to make any place where there's any room for any darkness inside of me, because when I make excuses for my flesh and I give it reasons and I say, well, if you would do this and I wouldn't do that, or if they didn't do this, I would do that, and if this person would act better and this situation would work out, it's making excuses, and I'm no longer sinking into and surrendering to Christ. So it is not light that's shining in me, but it's darkness, and it's in my soul, and then it eeps out to people around me. But when I sink into who He is and all that He has, And all the grace that's already there to face every situation, I don't have to do anything to let my light shine. The Lord said it's as simple as surrender, sink in, and abide in me. And what comes out of that, the fruit, is His light, and it takes over darkness on the inside and everything around. And it just totally just changed my mindset of having to work and strive to do something. Is I don't have to work to be the light. And it says John first had this realization before he went, and I'm being sent out. We're not sent out to be the light of the world. We are sent out as the light of the world. As we surrender and sink in to who He is, Christ is life and life is Christ, and the light of men shines forth in that place. This is a real short word. But the Lord's just really just change. It's changed my perspective. It's changed my outlook. And it's just made everything I do going, oh, it's just so easy. I just have to sink into this. Because then the light of Christ, which is better than any light I can shine, goes forth from me. Amen. Amen. Amen.